Caroline Leavitt, who's been fairly regular on the show as a contributor. She's also the former nominee in the 1st Congressional District, Republican in the midterms. She joins us, and she's playing now a role on some of this stuff, but she's also just outspoken on the issue. Caroline, good morning. Thanks for being back with us. Good morning, New Hampshire, GMI Studios. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you. I am quite tired this morning. I was in Manhattan all day yesterday doing media. I'm now the spokeswoman for MAGA Inc., which is the super PAC supporting President Trump's bid for the presidency. So crazy day, crazy news week, unprecedented time in our nation's history.
Well, I think we've been fairly objective on this here on the show with our guest and analyst. And one thing, even from some of our analysts, Caroline Leavitt, who are not big, big Trump supporters, if you will, I'm talking some of our analysts, for example, Brad Card, he said no matter how you slice or dice this the last week or two, this has been a huge gain for Donald Trump, meaning he's now the one in the news, driving the news. It's all about Donald Trump. Kind of taking a lot of the oxygen away from some of these other Republican candidates or those about to jump in the race. Do you agree with that?
Of course. Of course I agree with that, Jack. Look, let's take a step back and see what's happened here, right? This is an unprecedented witch hunt. This is a far-left DA. The indictment released yesterday proved this guy has no crime. There is no case. So it's very apparent to anyone with a little bit of common sense and, frankly, a brain, you don't need to be a lawyer to understand that this is a political persecution. And so we are seeing the mainstream media, who has tried desperately to move away and move on from President Trump. We're seeing, as President Trump calls them, rhino Republicans, right? Mitt Romney, John Bolton, who haven't been big fans of his, coming out in defense of the president against this sham. You're seeing even Democrats, Senator Joe Manchin, saying this is, you know, scary for our country to have our Department of Justice weaponized against a political opponent, a candidate for the next presidential election. And so you're seeing, as a result, Donald Trump is in the news again, and the voters, most importantly, are being reminded of why they loved him so much back in 2016, because he does have a promise to just stand up for the people against all of this BS that's going on with our massive federal bureaucracy in Joe Biden's America. And so you're seeing his poll numbers skyrocket, too. In New Hampshire now, he has a double-digit lead. National polls, he's polling 30% ahead of everyone else in the field, including Governor Ron DeSantis. And so, you know, there's a long time before the election, but I think voters are not going to forget about this day, this time in history, because it is quite scary.
Right. Caroline Leavitt, I want to go ahead, but I want to stay in the moment for a moment, if you can, speaking on behalf of MAGA Inc. Caroline, I think you'd agree with me, or maybe not, but one thing I've said on the show, and I'm trying to speak now with and to folks that might not be big Trump supporters or likers, but an objective question. I, Caroline, not to get too into my own what I do when I'm not doing this or what you do, I love like Law and Order. I watch a lot of like the new FBI series. I'll watch like NCIS. I'll watch a lot of the criminal justice shows, which are shows, by the way. But the ones on New York City, you don't have to be a legal scholar or a rocket scientist in terms of knowing things about crime and criminal justice to know that Manhattan, the lower Manhattan District Attorney's Office, is a pretty crime-infested area, violent crime. You know, we've seen a rise in violence in our major cities. One would have to ask the question, the cost-benefit analysis for a DA in lower Manhattan court or the DA of Manhattan to spend this much time on a marginal case against a former president who I think if he wasn't running for president, this wouldn't have brought, when other prosecutors have passed on the same issue of the money payment, the payment made to Stormy Daniels, with all the other criminals, murderers, major crime in New York City, it's all about Donald Trump. I think that's hard to escape. Am I right or wrong on that?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's not about Donald Trump. I don't care if you love the guy or hate the guy, right? This is about the rule of law, law and order. This is about our Department of Justice that was founded hundreds of years ago to promote justice and equality under the law is now literally being weaponized against a political candidate. Take Donald Trump's name out of it. He's in the race for 2024 for the presidency, and they're trying to remove his name off of the ballot. That should scare every American. That would scare me if this was happening to Joe Biden. This is what happens in Cuba and Venezuela. Talk to immigrants who have come to this country. They will tell you this is the type of stuff that they seek refuge from. So that speaks to the gravity of this moment that we're in. It's about more than Donald Trump. But it is rallying the Republican base around him, right? Because now they truly feel and see and understand that, you know, he's the only one they're doing this to. They're not going after DeSantis. They're not going after anyone on the left. They're going after him. And it's because he does pose a unique threat to the establishment, to the war machine, to the big tech companies that are owned by communist China. You know, his promises to the American people go on. And those threaten the establishment and the status quo with the elitist ruling class that wants to control every institution in this country. Alvin Bragg is a shameful human being. He couldn't even defend his own case. Look, if you're going to take up an indictment against the president of the United States, you better have damn good evidence, damn good witnesses, and you better be able to articulate that case. He couldn't even do that yesterday, and it was shameful to watch. And as I was walking around the streets of Manhattan, Jack, I couldn't help but think about how they're ushering our former president and future president into the courtroom like he's a criminal. Meanwhile, real criminals in Alvin Bragg's Manhattan are allowed to roam free. Disgusting.
Well, I guess so many things you touched upon. You know, Elon Musk, who's a say what you want again about, you know, anyone, like him or not, he's a pretty sharp, intelligent human being. A lot of people would agree, but not everyone would, which is sad, right? I mean, he's obviously a smart person. Mm-hmm. He tweeted out when he first saw this, well, there you go. You just won the election for him. And his point was a lot of what you're making. I think people are going to look at this as a political vendetta, a political move. Let me ask you this. Do you think this keeps some Republicans out of entering the race? I mean, do you think Ron DeSantis, he's coming to New Hampshire next week. He's going to be on this show, I believe. He's going to be doing a book tour event. He's headlining the Amos Tuck dinner. He's coming to New Hampshire. There'll be others, I think. Governor Noem, maybe. I'm not sure. Out of South Dakota, there might be others. Does this keep some of the other Republicans saying, I can't compete with this news coverage? I mean, Trump's name, I mean, this has actually catapulted him. It's helped his fundraising. Does this keep some out of the race or not?
Well, you've seen all of the candidates who are mulling a run or in the race already. Certainly hunkering down, staying pretty quiet over the past week, although all of them did speak out against this. So it is good to see that unity because, again, it's about more than Donald Trump. It's about our government and our law and order in this country. I do think some people, such as Mike Pence, maybe Mike Pompeo, will take a harder look at the race and think, is there really a lane there for me? I mean, based on the current polling, there isn't a lane in this race for people like Mike Pence or Mike Pompeo. However, politicians have egos, and they all look at themselves in the mirror each morning and think they can be the next president of the United States. So all the power to them if they want to get in the race.
Caroline Leavitt back on the show. Caroline, a former nominee, Republican, 1st Congressional District in the midterms, speaking for MAGA Inc. Thank you, Caroline. We'll get you back again soon.
Thank you, Jack.